So we're holding in Perek Ches in the Rambam on page Lamed Hey in the Memorom edition. Right at the top, we got up to Avu Mashi Nimtzel Chacham Aleim HaShalom.
Okay. Top third line?
Yeah.
Okay.
First line actually. Okay. Yeah. So I think actually we'll just go back to the middle of page Lamed Aleph just so we can kind of recap what we saw at the end of last week's year. And that is, the Rambam says that the actions of a person are completely within his bechira. He can choose whether to do something or not do something. So we'll restart from there. Omnam emes she'ein sofik ba, the truth of which there is no doubt, the actions of a person are completely given over to him, completely given over to the person. If he wants, he can do them. If he doesn't want, he won't do them. Without there being any, he's not forced into taking any specific direction whether to do something or not. And based, because of this, that he, it's in a person's bechira to do something or not, so it's roi, it was appropriate for Hashem to command him. In other words, had Hashem not if a person doesn't have free choice in his actions, then Hashem couldn't give us mitzvahs. He couldn't command us to do something or not to do something, because we're programmed to do whatever we're going to do. So you can't give mitzvahs to a robot. Amar. So this pasuk says, Re'ei nasati lefanecha ayom v'sachayim v'satoy v'sabrocha v'saklalo v'chad v'chayim v'sam ha-bechira lanu bahem. And he gave us the bechira in them. We could either get the bracha or we get the klala. It's up to us. V'chiyah v'oynesh l'mi sheyamre v'gmul l'mi sheyavot. And he was mechayev us with a punishment to the one who rebels against him, and with reward to the one that serves him. Im tiv shimu, if you listen to Hashem, im loy tishmu, if you don't listen to Hashem. V'chiyev alimud v'islamdus, and he obligated us to learn and to teach Torah. V'limaditem oisam es b'neichem, v'limaditem oisam v'shmartem la'asoisam. The purpose of learning is in order to learn what you need to guard yourself from doing. So again, and everything that comes about learning the mitzvahs, again, all this whole chiyuv of learning, since it's focused, it's central, the central theme of learning Torah is to learn the mitzvahs of Hashem, what to do. So again, if we were programmed, there wouldn't be any inyan to learn. You don't have a choice in the matter anyway, so it's what's going to help you to learn what you're supposed to do and not supposed to do. V'chiyuv gam kein achanas kulan. And he also obligated us to take all the preparations, to do all the preparations, like it says in the Torah, ki sivne ba'is chadash v'asisim ma'akel ha'gagecha v'leisosim domin b'veisecha. When you build a new house, you have to make on the roof a fence around the roof, v'leisosim domin b'veisecha. That way you will not be the cause of a death of somebody in your house, of somebody falling off the roof and dying, chas v'shalom. Pasuk also warns Pen Yamas Bamulchama, we're afraid that the guy might die in Bamulchama. So if he's a fearful person, or if he has his mind on other things, like he just married a wife and he didn't yet consummate the marriage. So, or if he planted a vineyard and didn't yet get anything from it, he didn't try to produce, to reap its benefits yet, so his mind is elsewhere, so the Torah is worried about that. So he says, okay, this guy shouldn't go to war, he's also going to end up ruining it for others. Pen Yamas B'Muhammad, Shashi might die in the war, not good. So the Torah gives us these, teaches us how to prepare. B'mayishkov lo yachvo rechaim v'rochev harbe b'toyre uv'nevim ezeinin ratzein lo yma hachanas. These are all inyan of hachanas, preparations, which again shows that there's no predestined decree. If you're going to do these preparations, you're going to do, you know, you're going to prepare and take the advice of the Torah, so you're going to live. It's going to, you know, you're going to get good. But if you don't do them, then pen yamas melchava, a person might die, for example. Ava mashen nimtza, now this is new. Ava mashen nimtza l'chacham aleyem ha-shalem. V'hu omram. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyur shamayim. We find the famous comment by Chazal that everything is bidei shamayim chutz miyur shamayim. Everything is destined by Hashem except for yur shamayim. He gam ken emes. That's also true. V'noyte letzad ma shezacharnu. And it leans, and it points in the same direction that we already mentioned. It's on page Lamed Hey. Elo shehabe pa'amim yituba bnei adam v'yachshavu k'tzas pu'ulas ha'adam ha'boyes l'b'chirosoy. But many times people err. They make mistakes and they think. Here it's over here. Okay, people make mistake and think that some of the actions of a person that really come to him with bechira, he has free choice in those actions. Sometimes, or often, yeah, many times, people mistakenly think shu mukhar chaleim, that he is forced into them. They mistakenly think that no, these are gzeiris of Hashem. Kez zivug pleini, for example, the zivug of so and so, that, you know, so and so is, we get married to somebody and they think that, oh, that was predestined, says the Rambam. Yeah, that was predestined. Or yosei mamon biyadei, or the fact that you have money in your hand. Now, we find this idea, right, really, in the Gemara Saita. It says, Arboim yom kaidim yitziris havlad, bas kol yoytiz vaymeres, bas pleini lepleini, bas pleini, sade pleini, bayis pleini lepleini, sade pleini lepleini. So it's mashma that the these things are gzeris, these things are predestined, says the Rambam over here, that this is a mistake. People think that they're mukhruch on them. Vizebilti emes, it's not true. The Rambam says this is not true. Okay, we'll see. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is going to explain that Maimer Chazal of what is this, or what is Chazal saying 40 days before. I mean, in a nutshell, just not to keep people in suspense for endlessly, because it's going to take a little bit of time till we get to that piece of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. But Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says that the Rambam is Lashitasa. The Rambam holds, as we know, that Yediyah and Bechira do not contradict each other. You have full Bechira, and yet Hashem knows what you're going to do. And that cruise, that announcement that so-and-so is going to marry so-and-so, and that so-and-so is going to have that field or that real estate, that's from the idea of Hashem. That's expressing the knowledge of Hashem, but it's not forcing Hashem. It's not, you know, forcing the person into something. That's basically what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is going to, we'll see it as Hashem when the time comes. But that's a sneak preview of the direction that he takes. So this is this l'chaira is a surprising thing. You know, sometimes this is like, let's go fight through. Let's first let the Rambam talk, and then we'll. Kizay Saisha says the Rambam, this woman, asher lekacha b'ksuba v'kiddushin v'ksheralai, this woman that the person took with a ksuba and with kedushin, and she's ksheira to him, ulekachalai lefiri v'rivya, and he took her for the purposes also of procreation, right, of having children. V'hi mitzra, that's a mitzvah. Yeah, puruvu is the first mitzvah in the Torah. V'Hashem yizbarach lo yigzer basiyas hamitzvah. Hashem is not going to decree when it comes to things that are doing mitzvahs, meaning he's not going to force a person. When it comes to the realm of mitzvahs, you have full bechira. So says the Rambam, do not make that mistake and think that you are forced to marry, or you were forced to marry your spouse. and that you were forced into getting that that field, that house. It's all, yeah, no. These things surround mitzvahs, and anything that surrounds mitzvahs is in your bechira. Hashem lo yigzor b'asiyas ha-mitzvah. Hashem is not going to be goyzer. He does not predestine things that have to do with your keeping and your doing of mitzvahs. V'im yeh b'nisuin iser. And if in the marriage there was an iser, he avera. It's an avera. Hashem lo yigzor b'asiyas ha-avera. What are you going to say? The person married somebody who was usher to him. Oh, it was predestined. That was, you know. Of course not. So the same thing is on the side of the mitzvah. Same way on the side, yeah. Whether if it's an iser, if it's a forbidden marriage, then that was in the person's bechira. And if it's a mutter marriage, that was in the person's bechira as well. V'chein zeh asher gozal momon pleini. And so too, somebody stole the money of a person. Oh, gnavo mimeno. Right? Or he stole, okay, difference between gzela and gneva, right? Ohayna oisai. Or he cheated him. V'chichesh boy. And he denied it, v'nishpal av v'sheker, and he swore v'sheker, he swore falsely that was really his money. So im noy mesh Hashem yisbach gozal zeh shegezeh mamon liyodoy v'sheyetzim zeh acher kvar gozal b'aveira. Like, what are you going to say? Oh, Hashem decreed that the money should go from Reuven to Shimon. Now Shimon stole it from Reuven, but yeah, it's decreed. What, Hashem decreed it's going to be done, you know, there's going to be an aveira done? Of course not. Ve'ena inyan kein. That's not true. Avo kol pulis adam mesurus leuslis bebechirasei. But all the actions of a person are given over to the person and dependent on his bechir, on his free choice. Behen beloy safek yimotzu hamitzes vaveiros. And in those actions that are in the bechir of the person, in those things, without a doubt, is how we find where we find mitzvos and aveiros. Ki kvar be'anu beperek hasheni. Shemitzvah ha'tayir v'azarasel hein bepu'ules ha'shel odom bahen b'chira sheyasem ha'shelo yasem. That the mitzvahs of the Torah, we already explained in Perek Sheni, that the mitzvahs of the Torah and its warnings against doing things are in actions that a person has free choice to do them or not to do them. Uvezeh chelik min ha'nefesh timotze yir shemayim. And in that part of the nefesh, yeah, the part of the nefesh that it has the bechira, right? Which earlier he said that was the koyach ha-mis-oyrer. I don't know if anybody remembers that far back where we discussed the different parts of the nefesh. So in the koyach of the mis-oyrer, we said you find yirishamayim ve'ena bidei shemayim, and that is not bidei shemayim. That's not predestined from God. Aval nimser lebechira sa'adam k'meshi b'yano. It's given over to the free choice of a person, to his will. Imkein, mal omer makol b'dei shemayim. So what is b'dei shemayim? What is, everything is b'dei shemayim. Chutz b'yir shemayim. What is in the realm of predestined and like you don't have a choice in it? Omnam yirtzu bo yinyanim ativim asher ein bechir l'ado behem. What they meant is in natural things that you don't have a bechir. A person doesn't have a bechir. It could go and be, I say, orech ha-katzer, like person is tall or short. I don't know, that was, you know, maybe before hormones. Now you can get the kid a little bit taller, you know. but you're starting, but you can only get so far, yeah. So that's the way the person is, you know, certain things which are clearly not up to the person. Or redes hamata, or rain coming down, or atzira, or rain not coming down, or hefsed avir, or the loss or destruction, the you know, right? So that's also really right. The literally we would translate it pollution, but now we certainly know that there's a decent amount of pollution that is in our, you know, in our hands. Ozakusoy, or the, you know, purity of the air. So like all those things, like all these different things which are really fully out of Hashem's hand, out of man's hands, that's defined by, you know, decided by Hashem. Except the only thing that, the movement of a person and his rest, meaning whether he does a maisa, does an action or doesn't do an action, that is in the bechira of a person, and only and because all that is the realm of Yerushalayim. What we do, our actions are all surrounding Yerushalayim. Either that we're holding good in the Yerushalayim or chas v'shalom not.
Like, what is midas? The whole makeup of a person is midas shemayim.
So the Rambam started with that in the beginning of the parak. He said that all those are just predispositions. So it's true; those predispositions would also be given into hakol, but it's up to us to develop them. That's what the Rambam said. So there, but etzim, there's no mailah or chisaron in any predisposition that we have. You have to develop that predisposition. You could be naturally have a very easy time learning and remembering things, but if you don't go ahead, sit down and learn, you're not going to know anything. You're not going to remember anything. You're going to be a tippish, even though you could be a genius.
When he's asking what is v'dei shamayim, he says Orach HaKotzer. So he's talking about the things that we're born with.
Yeah.
Well, what's he looking for? Is he looking for Mu'urot? Pu'ulot?
No, he's saying no.
It's not a
pula. He's saying like, okay, so what is the hakol? After he said that all the actions of a person are in man's hand, because that's all in the category of Yerushalayim. So what's left? What's the hakol? Mm-hmm. Okay, those are all the things that are natural things, that things of nature that Hashem, you know, builds into the system and says, okay, this is your package. Work with it.
Am I right? This doesn't seem to fit with the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva that we learned a few weeks ago.
No, what?
He says, of course everything is B'dias Hashem, everything is Mukrach.
Okay, so right before you walked in, we actually mentioned this. That's fine, yeah. We'll give a little punishment for coming late. So we mentioned, right, first of all, it's a shocking Rambam to read already, you know. He says that people mistakenly think that they're zivug if they marry so and so, that it's the one that Hashem destined for you. And the Rambam says, no, not true. The bilti emes. Now we know we have a chazal, we said in the Sota, that says, Arboim yom kaidim yitziris aflad, bas kol yoytis v'merz, bas pleini l'pleini, bayis pleini l'pleini, sode pleini l'pleini. So that seems to go against the Rambam. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is going to relate to this when we get to it, and basically the direction he takes is that the Rambam is l'shitasoi, it holds that the Yediyah and Bechira aren't soyster to themselves. The fact that the Hashem knows who is going to marry who, and what field is going to go to who, etc., doesn't force the person into doing that. The action itself is still left up to his Bechira.
Interesting. Okay. The Rambam doesn't seem to be saying that over here.
I don't know why would you say he doesn't seem to be saying that?
There's a contrast between what's mukhrach and what's free. We're mukhrach on natural elements, and we're free on schar va'onesh mitzvah avera elements, when in truth the Rambam would say we're equally mukhrach on both, but don't ask why it's hechreach, because in fact we don't
understand. Why are we equally mukhrach on both?
Because according to the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu really knows everything in advance.
But knows is not decree.
Well, according to the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, I thought it's even decreed it has to be this way.
No.
And somehow that's not so.
That's clear. It seems that that some understood him like that. But if you're Ma'ayin, you know, I shouldn't say it, because since there were great people that seemed to understand the Rambam like that. The Ravid clearly says, right, this answer that the idea is not machriach, it's not a gzera, that right over there. And if I remember correctly, the Arsameach already says it, and I personally understood the Rambam this way on my own, and I was very excited when I found the Arsameach. The others also, they understand that, no, really the Rambam was saying the same thing that the Ravid is saying. The Rambam, that was the Rambam's intention, was that to give across that point that the idea is not gzera. Okay, well, it's have to be my in the Rambam Lashon is over there, but that's the basic Ma'ar Mekoyim is for that, I would say, is like the Maral and Gvuras Hashem. He brings the Ralbag, who gets involved there, and then look the Or Sameach on that Rambam. Maybe we'll do a shir on that also at some point. Maybe in a little deal with this affair. So now the truth of the matter is that this is a bit of a hard pill to swallow for many. A lot of times it's very comforting to us in life to be able to say, like, well, listen, that was min ha-shamayim, you know, like, things aren't going so well, chas v'shalom, in somebody's marriage, or he's unsure, or she's unsure, or a person did a business deal and not sure, or whatever, you know, and he's like, ah, listen, it was min ha-shamayim. We kind of like, we don't have to feel guilty anymore, we don't have to, like, the second thing. It's very, very comforting idea. I think ha-kol min ha-shamayim, it's min ha-shamayim became like a comforting comment instead of an emun and a bitachon that a person lives by. It's like an after the fact, after you mess up. Before, when you're making that decision, you don't really think so much about Hashem. You know, it's like, it's limited. You know, but after there's like, you know, oh boy, that was Minishmai. And if it was successful, I picked such a good property to buy. It was such a good decision. I momage like, yeah. You know, it's like, what happened to Minashamayim? You know, like, so, but this Rambam is certainly something which is. Okay, there's a lot here. Right now, we're just sticking with the pashas of the Rambam. We're seeing the Rambam. We'll see where Rabbi Akamosha takes things, you know, to a new level of depth as Kedarka B'Kodesh in this whole parak. And then maybe we'll try to analyze different parts of the Rambam with different, we'll have to go piece by piece. So, okay. So wait, where do we get up to here? Okay, v'omnam, zeh ha'inyan, asher be'eru chachamim, sh'amitzvis v'aveiris einan b'idei shemayim v'lo b'irtzoinoi, aval b'irtzoinoi odom, right, this inyan that chachamim explained that the mitzvah and aveiris are not b'idei shemayim, and they're not in his rotzon, in the rotzon of Hashem, in the will of Hashem, aval b'irtzoinoi odom, but rather they're in the will of man, it's up to the person. They were drawn to after this. They came to this idea. You know, they're like based on the words of Yirmiyahu, the Navi. V'hu amrei mipi elyoin loyseitzei arois v'toyves. The Eicha says that from the mouth of the supreme being above, right? No bad or good goes out. The ro'os are the bad ma'isim, and the toiv are the ma'isim toivim. The Omar, and he said, Hashem Yisborch eina goes ala adam lasas ra'al toiv. Hashem does not decree on a person to do bad or good. Now, what's the maskana from that? After that's that is so. If it's all up to us, then it is appropriate for a person to really be sorry and to cry over any averis, any sins that he's done. After, with his own rotzin, right? He was peisheya against the rotzin of Hashem. Va'omar, and the pasuk says, "Ma'yis oinein odom chai gever al chataav." Right? How much a living person has to be sorry over his chatoy. V'achar kach shav v'omer, and then it says, "Shirefuos zeh chali biyadeinu." Shirefuos zeh chali biyadeinu. That the refuos of this illness is in our hands. Ki chamoshe pashanu b'bchiraseinu, because just like, right, what's the refua to averis is tshuva. So just like we sinned with our free choice, kedlana l'shuv b'maseinu roim, so too. We have to do tshuva from our bad deeds. And then it says, "Nach besedachinu v'nach koira v'nashuva Hashem." Right, we have to investigate and search out and investigate our ways, and we'll return to Hashem. Nisa levein al kapayim el keil b'shamayim. Okay, I think that this is a very, very long parak. Extremely long. This is it's also the deepest part. You know, he left the best for the end, so to say. I'm saying, as far as conceptually speaking, and the most philosophical, deeply philosophical parak. So I think we'll stop here now in the Rambam, and we'll start seeing some of Rakam Moshe says, because if we do the entire Rambam, by the time we go back, it's going to be more difficult for us to remember what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is referring to. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's shiurim really go on the more or less in order. Okay, so should we do the next paragraph slightly? One second. No, I think we stop here for now. Okay, so now let's go to Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. At least we'll start the first. I don't know if we'll get through the whole first piece, but at least we'll start it. Page Kuf Lametes, Biyitzirah Enoshit. Imom Nam, the Rambam Klal Yoter Ikar Me'aprat. Okay, though according to the Rambam, the Klal is always more primary than the Prat, than the detail, right? The whole is more primary and more important than the detail. And all the ideas that are necessary for us are, it's enough to know the klal. Because once you know the klal, so you automatically will know fisha protim the mishachim and mele ma klal. Because the details are drawn memela out of the klal. If you have 200, so within the 200 is a mana. A mana is a prat within the Masai. So if you know the whole, if you know the general rule, you can extract from there the details and the specifics. So that's true in general, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. That's the Rambam's general rule. He says this a number of places that I'm always focused on the klal, and the pratim you'll figure out on your own. But when it comes to the content of the aliyah of a person, right, the elevation of a person, a person going higher and becoming perfected, his growth, milamdenu harambam, the Rambam teaches us that when it comes to that, the klal and the prat, the whole and the detail, both have one measure. Without a special ishtadlus, special effort and practice that's designated on the klal and on the prat, ein shum davar mitpater, nothing develops. In other words, you have to pay attention when it comes to growth, personal growth, when it comes to, you have to pay attention and work and practice on the detail as well as the klal. Ula umatze, as opposed to this, I'm sorry, ulumatze bihishtadlut nechona vitlamdut naota. You know, and actually stemming with this, if anything, connected that. That's what it means to say, right? As much as you have a correct hishtadlus and a good practice, hakol mitpater, or good learning about it, hakol mitpater, everything develops. Keinu biyachas haklal shakol davar v'chein biyachas haprat shelo. So is true relative to the klal, and so is true of anything, and so is true to its detail. Meaning, what you put in is what you take out. You know, the more what you invest, that's what you're going to get out of it. And you have to invest equally. You have to invest in the klal, and you also have to invest in the prat.
Well, could you give an example of a klal and prat, just so like...
Let's say you're working on your midah of histapkut, that you're going to histapkut bamuat, you're going to just make do with, you know, a minimal, to take what you need, not to give into your taivas for extras, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can work on that in your, you know, you can work on that midah of istapkus b'muat, and you could just learn it in a general sense, and then you could also focus on it on specifics. You know, when I'm going to sit down to breakfast, when I'm going to sit down to lunch, I'm going to have this amount and this amount, and you go into the details of it and you ponder the details of it, how much exactly in it, without doing that work on the detail level. the work on the klal level is not, just not going to be enough. When it comes to it, you're not going to, it's not going to work. You're not going to be there.
I mean, always in a klal, you need to come onto the protein. But just in the klal, it's munach. Here, it's obvious that the protein and the klalim, you need to learn both of them. He seems to be saying that it's not obvious to learn. What's the Nakudi saying? It's not obvious from the klalim what the protein are. Every klal, of course, has to come onto the protein. Otherwise, there's no yisum of the klal.
Right.
But you don't need to learn the protein because it's really, if you understand the klal, you'll understand the protein.
Right. And here, it's not an automatic klal, thing.
It's not automatic. You need to learn it.
Which is really what they did in the Avodah Samusar, you know, that's always the focus of Musar. You gotta practical things, you gotta, like, you know, work on the details, and that will help bring the klal into your life. Okay, now you do have to work on the klal as well. You have to know about the sugya, you have to know why you're doing what you want to do, and give, you know, pump yourself up to its importance, etc. Now, Yisod hadavar hu, the yisod of this inyan is like this. Keshem shekol abriya kula nivra mitzani yizbarshma, the same way the whole creation was created from the ratzon of Hashem, from the will of Hashem. Ve'amirah shelo she'ama v'yehi hu tziva v'yamod. Right? She'ama v'yehi hu tziva v'yamod. Right? His statement that he said, and it should be, v'yehi, will be. Right, that is what commanded and set it up. He hagilui shel ritzono. That is the revelation of his ratzon. The amira, God's word, his statement, was a revelation of his ratzon. Ken bechol mashenim tzaba b'ri'ah. So too it is with everything found in the creation. Oiz v'koyach liotzoni shel ha'odom lecholel hakol v'lehalot hakol. There is a strength, a tremendous strength to a person, to the will of a person, to the rotzen of a person, to establish everything and to elevate everything. There's a creative force to the rotzen of a person. Rotzen, we're not talking about maise, we're not talking about amira. To the will of a person is a creative force. Vayishtadlus hi b'chinas hagilui shel haratzen. And the hishtadlus, the effort that we put in on the practical level, that is a bechin of the revelation of the ratzon. The same way Hashem's hishtadlus, which was his statement vayehi, was his hishtadlus, right? But all it was just a gilui of his ratzon. So too by us, the hishtadlus is a bechin of the revelation of the ratzon. V'lechen, and therefore, imei no mishtadl v'ino mislamed. If the person does not put effort and does not work at it, harei ze l'ra'ya she'adayin eino roitza, then it's a proof that he doesn't really want. I mean, this is very, you know, this is all the time we have this, right? I want, I want, I want, so why don't you do anything about it? Ah, it's not going to work. No, and people don't like to hear this. People really don't like to hear this. You tell them, like, if you're not doing anything about it, it's a simon that you don't really want it. No, I do really want it. No, you don't really want it. And they're sort of back by saying, no, you don't want it. If you're not doing anything, if you're not working at it, you're not, then it means you don't want it. The imris gaber kol kach ad kedei litiyageh bishtadut vitlamdut. But if the rotzon in you becomes so overwhelming, right, it becomes so strong, to the point that you toil and you put effort into working at it, harezem esamin et oz ratzon, that already shows, it's a sign of the strength of will. Uberotzin emes, and when you have a true will, magim ala kol, you get to everything. And you get what you want. I heard somebody once say that. You know, if you really want to be rich, you'll be rich. If a person really wants it, he'll be rich. Now we know that parnassa is in the hands of Hashem. It's, you know, but you know, how does that stem with the Rambam? Right, the Rambam says this kind of yisoid of it we just said, right? Some money being in your hands, like, no, you have bechira on that level as well, according to the Rambam, and the teva of the world is, I mean, this is the way the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world, is that if you put ishtalos, and that's true, tefillah is part of your ishtalos, yeah, but if this is your focus, then you're going to get it. But people don't necessarily try to become wealthy. they want to be wealthy, but they don't want to have to work at it. They don't have to take the risks that it takes to get it. And the people that do, do it, and they get there. And they might have falls also, but that, you know, it's a matter of how much you want something. The same thing with learning. You know, a person applies himself and whatever, he's going to get it. And how much we work at something is really the indication of how much you really want it. So, that's what he says. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Meshach says here. With true will, you get to everything. And you get what you want. Because that's Hashem put into the rotzen of a person, that it's creative. It actually creates for us. It actually gives us things. It actually produces. But the Hishtadlos is the revelation that you really have that Ratzon. Your actions and the work is just a revelation that, oh yeah, he really wants that.
It almost sounds like it's not good to want too many things, because then you won't be able to put all your energy.
I don't know if it's not good. I don't think it's actually, it probably would come out according to this, it's not so possible.
Yeah, it won't be possible. That's what
yeah,
I'm saying.
A person would have to have limited, yeah, because we're not God. At the end of the day, we're not God. And that's why you have to have your priorities in order. So, V'hum HaShem Rambam, this is what the Rambam says. Omnam Ha'emes says, She'ein Sofik Boy. That this is the truth without any doubt. Chepulas Adam Kulan Mesuras Lam Yirtze Yasem Am Yirtze Liyaseh. Person, the actions of a person are all given over to him. If he wants, he'll do them. If he doesn't want, he won't do them. Shakol Tali Baratzen, everything is dependent on the will. Shehu HaMecholel, that it is what puts something into existence. It's what does it. U'poyel HaSakol, it's what does everything. It's the Ratzen that pumps and runs the system. It makes things. U'mikan Yesoy DeBechira Roz Tzelem Elokim, and from here, this is the fundamental, that Yesoy of the Bechira, which is the secret of the Tzelem Elokim. According to the number of Mepharshim, right? The Nefesh HaChaim, I think, right, says that the Tzelem Elokim is our Bechira. The same way Hashem is a Roitze, so too we are Roitzim. We are Bechira. We could choose. Shenitin la'adam koyach sherotzen muchlot mushlo mikol kfiya va'oynes. Man was given the power of absolute will that's completely free of any force. Right? There's nothing forcing us. If there's some kind of compulsion that you're compulsed, you have to do some kind of rotz, and there's no choice about it, so that wouldn't be a bechira. Or kamochen, and so too. If there's some kind of holding back in doing something, so also it's not in your, you don't have control, your rotzon is not in control. And according to our derech here, we've learned more. That besides, he's saying this is like a deeper level of this, that besides the Bechira being so tremendous that a person can be pile or not, right? It's up to him to be pile or not to be pile, to do or not to do. Yesh v'ze'od inyan yotel nisgav. There's something even greater over here. She'etzem koyech ha-Bechira hu ha-Rotzein v'ha-Poyel v'ha-Oyseh. That the etzem, the very essence of the power of free choice, is the will of a person, and it is what, in it is the doer. The will is the doer. Elishiyesh levar, but we should explain the mikol makim leinin hashleimus halazeh lifal akol
ba'bechira. Can I just ask, what does it mean in yeshna is it ikuv asiyos hashuv eina shele beretzayne? What does that mean?
Like if you wanted to do it but you weren't able to do it, so then it's not in your rotzen anymore. So there has to be this koyach that if you really want it, it's going to get done. You're going to be able to do it.
Once it will happen.
Yeah. Now I don't know how he would, you know, on the larger level I can understand this. I do have some a little bit of a kasha I would ask on this, is like, what's the concept of that the person wants to do a mitzvah and he was nenas and he didn't do the mitzvah, right? We have that concept in Chazal, but maybe the answer is, right? Chazal say that if a person wanted to do a mitzvah and he was nenas, he wasn't able to do the mitzvah, Chazal say that Hashem is machshev it as if he did the mitzvah. So it could be that's the answer. Mm-hmm. In other words, even though befoil, he didn't do the mitzvah, I will. So okay, if Hashem took that away from you, but the mitzvah will be done. As far as Hashem is concerned, right? Whatever ruchnius you were supposed to be poil, whatever tikkunim you were supposed to be poil, was done. The fact that it wasn't revealed down here in this world because Hashem decided to intervene for whatever reason doesn't take away from the more important part of the story, which is that on the spiritual level, it was done. You did that mitzvah. Maybe that's the answer.
One of my rabbis always said there's no such thing as ein al tova oimi lepnei rotzen. There's no makor in Chazal for such a thing.
Right.
Why? Because the rotzen are kabez, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Right.
He seems to be saying it is. That musa that you say ein al tova oimi lepnei rotzen, this is what it is.
Yeah.
So he's saying it here. It's against Bechir, he's saying even if you don't say that.
Right.
You're stuck.
Right. See, really, because what's confusing is that there's really what we call rotzen is not really rotzen. Like, we want things, yeah? Everybody wants, basically everyone wants to have an easy life. You know, like, yeah, we want everything to run smooth. We want everyone to be healthy. We want to have a big house with all the room and everyone. Yeah? We don't want to have any, you know, we want it all, you know. But that's not rotzen. Rotzen is something much more meaningful, much, much deeper than that. He's talking about here that, so people, when people apply that, ein dover oimi lefnei rotzen, you know, there was a big Talmud Chacham, a very big, very big Talmud Chacham Yerushalayim. He's not alive anymore, but he used to. He was a very big Magid Shir, very very big Magid Shir Yerushalayim, big Magid and whatever. Like, he said to me, "It's not true that ain dover oimid b'fnei aratzon." And the raya is. His musagim, he's Yerushalmi, you know. He says, "I want $1 million. I'm telling you, I really want $1 million." And it's spoken Hebrew, Yiddish, Hebrew. I'm never going to get $1 million. Never going to get. That was his, like, you know. And the truth is, like, you know, I couldn't. I did plenty of arguing with him in those days, but I didn't. I don't remember if I argued this point. I think I actually did, but. The truth is that the answer to that is no, you don't really want $1 million. Not true. You say you want, and on a certain level, on a low level, you want, but that's not a real rotzen. And the fact is, the proof is, he was sitting in coil. That's not going to get you $1 million. If he wanted to go out, he was a genius. could have gone out and got that $1 million. But there wasn't a real rotzen. Rotzen mess, there wasn't, because it wasn't important. He had something much more important. As he told me once, he said, I don't want to say the name because I was being a little bit doicha with this comment of his, but he once told me, he said, I'm a Bokian five Zdarim of Shas. He said, Taras, I'm not a Bokian. But he did, Imamish knew Shas, Be'in, he's a big Machadish also. So, yeah. Okay, anyway, weiter. Elishiesh levar, but we need to explain. The mikol makom leinyan hashleimus haniskav alazet lifal akoyl bebechira. Leinyan this lofty shleimus, this lofty perfection, that we can be poil everything with bechira. Mipnei she bechira hi aratzon, because bechira is the ratzon, and the ratzon is the creative force. It's the force that does. Yesh hevdel ben bechira klolos shel olam kuloi. So here already, actually, Rabbi Yaakov Asher is kind of pulling back a bit, okay, and he's giving yes room for that comment that, you know, to be doicha the comment of ein davar mibechira ratzon, and he says there's a difference between the bechira klolos, the general bechira of the entire world, and the specific bechira of a detail and of an individual. Because the Bechira primarily was designated with this Musag, that whatever is Oile Beratzen, whatever goes up into the will come out also with the Poil to be actualized. Umadrega zu loy nitna ela ela klal kuloy. That Madrega, that it's like absolute, and whatever goes into the rotzen is really going to materialize, that was only given to the klal, v'lo ela prat v'yochid, and not, okay, so here he's really, he's really qualifying the statement before. It's only the prat, and but not, it wasn't given to the prat and to the yachid. She'im kol gdulasi v'remusa ena l'prat yotzim neklal, because with all the godless and the roimus of the prat, yeah, the prat, the individual is very, very chashuv, but he's only a detail. He's only a prat yotzim neklal, and he doesn't have that same level of creation, so to say, with his ratzon. We'll have to explain this more. I think we'll stop here, and he's going to explain like very beautiful thing with the Dor HaFlaga based on this. But maybe we'll come back to this with Hashem next week, so we should do it more B'Yishuv Hadas. Okay, I'll just mention one thing I saw Rabbi Ruch. I'm not going to go into it Barichas, because it's already late. But I just mentioned it's kedai to take a look at least in Das Torah, because we've spoken about this in this shiur. We've spoken. I think more than one occasion that I've mentioned that the giving too much to kids and, you know, giving them everything they want, or not just for kids but even for ourselves, is very damaging psychologically. It creates more more bilbo. It creates more confusion psychologically and emotionally to the person, and because we're the idea of being mistapik b'muat, of just having the basic necessities and taking care of, you know, living on a very posh level, is the healthiest way to build a child psychologically and the healthiest way to live. This yisoid, we've spoken to number from some different angles. I've said this generation has gotten worse and worse psychologically because of the luxury that we live with. So this Nekuda Rabbi Yochum is Oymed, and I noticed this week on by Yisachar, the Birkas Yaakov to Yisachar says Vayar Menucha Kitoiv. He saw that Menucha, rest, was good, and then was say at the end of the pasuk Vayishich Malisbal. So he leaned his shoulder to carry the weight. And so Rashi explains, okay, he saw that he had land that was very productive. So he decided to go into learning because he was taken care of on the Parnas level. But Yechich Malisbol, to be soivel, to carry the weight of Torah, the yoke of Torah. But Rabbi Yochum says, why wasn't the Torah given in Eretz Yisrael? When everybody is relaxed, Ishtachas Gafna, Vishtachas Teinasa, instead it was given in the Midbar where there was no Yeshiva Das. There was like, they were living, they had to move all the time, all of a sudden. They didn't know what's going to be tomorrow, the next second. They didn't have proper matzav. They didn't know what's going to be. They're going to, it was Messianus. We see there was a very tumultuous times in the Midbar. So why did Hashem give them the Torah in the Midbar, not wait till they get in Eretz Yisrael? Midarkei HaKinyan, he says, from the Iker Kinyoni HaTorah is to be B'menuchas HaNefesh and Yishuv HaDas. You need to have Menuchas HaNefesh and Yishuv HaDas in order to be Kohen HaTorah, in order for the Torah to be acquired by a person. He needs to be in a state of Menuchas HaNefesh. So he says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us that it's not the way the world thinks. The world thinks that you need to have Menuchas HaGuf. You need to have your needs all satisfied and filled, and then you'll be able to learn. And be, no, not true. That's not what you need. He says, Ki menuchas, he says it's just the opposite. Ki menuchas, menucha novas menuchiyut haguf muli kol tzrochov, rest that flows forth from the rest, the comfort of the body, and from the fulfillment of all his needs. Adirabo hi mekor habilbol. It's the source of confusion. She'achar shemitragel menucha rak betnaim shelo yechasel klum manitzav menuchas haguf. After you get yourself used to menucha only in conditions where you're not lacking anything that your guf needs, the comforts of your guf. It'll come out at any time that you don't have exactly what you're used to. It's going to break the person, and he's not going to. It's going to be matched him completely from his avodah zarah. It's going to take him away. One bump, he's gone. Finished. And he says, if somebody wants to find menucha, al yedei menuchas haguf, he's like a person who's trying to pour shemen, oil, on a fire in order to extinguish the fire. You're trying to, like, you think you're gonna, giving yourself menuchas haguf is gonna like give you peace of mind? It's like pouring oil onto a fire and the first second the fire is going to go down, and then boom, it's going to explode. And he gives a marshal for when you train people in the army. You can take a look. It's on page Resh, starts on Resh Ayin Tes, continues on. But when they train a person in the army, right? When a person's in war, the enemies are all over. It's horrible, right? And he has to be, you know, very, very focused and very, with like relaxed in his mind. In other words, his mind has to be very clear and relaxed, not confused and not jittery, and not, you have to be in a like a cold mind state where you're cool, collect, and then if anything that happens, you're able to react to it immediately in the right way. So how do they build a person? How do they build a soldier to do that? You take him and you practice with him under all sorts of difficult in situations. You know, he'll sleep on a tank or in a tank, which is very uncomfortable, for days on end, or cold, you know, weather and rain or whatever. You give him the basic needs as far as food, and then, like, you train him to live and be able to function in the worst of conditions. So that way, when it comes to real war, he's not affected by those bad conditions. He's able to function in that situation. This is the same thing. If you want to train a person to be b'menuchas hanefesh his whole life, you have to realize that menuchas haguf is the worst thing for it. Because by you're making him mefunak. How do you say that in English? Remind me. You're spoiled. Yeah, when you spoil him, you're taking away from him his ability to live in a calm, collected way his entire life. Because if he doesn't get that standard that he's used to, he's finished. And there's always going to be times, there's always, Hashem brings the sinners to everyone, where he's not going to have it, and it's going to throw him into a tumult and a turmoil of psychologically, emotionally, and it'll just take him away from everything. So that's a big insight that we've spoken about in the past, but it's a very beautiful pasuk to see it in, that if you realize that menucha is good, start to be soivel. start to work harder. No, start. Yeah. Soivel doesn't mean to suffer. Soivel means to accept upon yourself burden. Meaning work hard. Work hard. Okay. Good vav.